Good morning, everyone. We have a pretty morning in progress. There is some altocumulus and some cirrus that has moved in against. These are remnants that are continuing to drift north from a big weather machine. That is the leftovers, the remnants of Ian. Ian is still sitting and spinning off the middle Atlantic coast. It's throwing a considerable amount of rain where the clouds are thickest. This across southern parts of New England, generally south of the I-95 corridor and into portions of the middle Atlantic states. But a big swath of rain to our south for us. That's just throwing some mid and high-level clouds at us. Looks like a little bit more of a flare-up of those clouds will work in across southern parts of Vermont this afternoon into tonight and during the morning hours tomorrow before a lot of that will move on out. Then we get into more sunshine. And temperatures are going to get a lot more mild. Now, before I get to the forecast, just want to also mention that we do have some frosty conditions across the northern one quarter of the region. Generally, if you drew a line roughly about Burlington over a little bit south of St. Johnsbury and points north, many of our valleys are seeing some scattered frost. Our temperatures are as cold as 25 degrees in places like Nullhegan in Essex County in the Northeast Kingdom, one of those colder hollows. Our forecast today, we're looking at temperatures making a pretty good rise for the afternoon hours, and we will see sunshine filtered through high clouds. Those clouds again thickening across southernmost areas of Vermont. A high temperature in the lower 60s for today, a light northeast wind. Mostly clear, a few more clouds arriving overnight tonight again, throwing some moisture at us, working in from south to north during the nighttime tonight. And there'll be some patches of valley fog, lows in the mid-30s, little wind. Sunshine filtered by high clouds in the morning tomorrow, Wednesday. It'll be a milder day. Temperatures jump up to around 65 degrees for highs in the afternoon, a light north wind. Wednesday night, clear, partially moonlit, considerable valley fog, lows in the mid-40s. And Thursday, the peak of the week, mostly sunny. Morning fog burns off, a few high clouds later on. Daytime high running about 70 to 75 on Thursday afternoon. Sharper cold front will work in thereafter and lower the temperature. We'll see probably mid-60s on Friday, but those temperatures will be in the 50s for the weekend. Back to you, Zeb.